During the last several weeks, Idaho lawmakers have been massaging Medicaid expansion bills. Last November, about 61% of the state's voters approved Proposition 2, which would make subsidized care available to thousands of people who can't access it now. But conservative lawmakers have worried about the cost. There's been a vigorous debate about what was the voters' will. At least one bill died in a legislative committee. This edition started as a bill that would have had a voluntary work requirement for Medicaid recipients, but it was changed to require 20 hours a week of work or community service to be able to get that care. There are several categories of exceptions. Coeur d'Alene Republican Senator Mary Souza says the exceptions would apply to about three-fourths of those who would be eligible.
This bill does not drop anyone off of Medicaid expansion. At no time will they lose their coverage. It simply asks them to be accountable for a small copay if they fail to fulfill the 20-hour-a-week work requirement, or volunteer, or schooling, or looking for work.
Republican Senator Jim Rice says it's a reasonable requirement for people who want public services. He says the bill would improve access to mental health and substance abuse counseling.
Stuff that will help people move in a direction that allows them to take control of their lives. That's important.
The vote was 20-15, with all seven Democrats in the Senate voting against it. They wanted Medicaid with no strings attached, the measure the voters approved. Eight Republicans joined them, including the bill's original sponsor, Senator Fred Martin.
I appreciate those who help others make lemonade out of their lemons. Unfortunately, in this case, I don't believe the juice justifies the squeeze.
The sponsors of the November initiative agree. They initially indicated they could support Martin's bill with its voluntary work component. Now that has changed, and they call this version a Frankenstein bill that is not in the best interests of Idaho. The bill now moves to a House committee, which is scheduled to quickly take up the bill tomorrow as lawmakers look ahead to finishing their odd-year session. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.